It's the Soweto Derby Week, and we are all very excited about it. Orlando Pirates is hosting Kaizer Chiefs at FNB Stadium in the first Soweto Derby of the season. In this week's episode, we speak to Orlando Pirates legend Mark Fish, as well as Kaizer Chiefs legend, now with SuperSport United, Renilwe Letsolonyane. First up, we are talking to Mark Fish, who is obviously backing Orlando Pirates to win this one, the first one of the season under Mohsin Ekhtiogral. And the big fish, as he was called during his time playing for Pirates, is also telling us about his experiences of the Soweto Derby he played in during his time with the club.
Mark Fish, thank you for joining us today. We're going to be chatting about the Soweto Derby, and first things first, can we please ask you for a prediction for the game?
I think both teams are getting results at the moment, so I expect it to be an exciting game. I hopefully a game with a lot of goals, but generally these games don't have a lot of goals because, you know, Chiefs don't want to lose to Pirates, and Pirates don't want to lose to Chiefs. So it's always a sketchy game, but you know, it's always wrong for me not to go and say that Pirates are going to win. Always back Pirates. I think that I think they got the better players. They got a little bit more experience as a team together because Chiefs have got a relatively new team. Yes, they are doing well in the league, but I do think that I think Pirates might have the edge, and I hope that they're gone. So I'm predicting a Pirates victory.
Can you elaborate? Perhaps you can give us a scoreline.
No, I'm not that good a predictor. I think that winning by one goal is enough, and I win your win. So I think one goal is enough. Chiefs, let's go. They're going to win 2-1.
Great. And can you also let us know what players you think are going to be standouts for each team and why?
So you're diving into questions, Kaya, that I can't really answer because I'm not a football follower. Many people know that I don't watch football. You put me on the spot. The exciting thing that I am going to tell you is that I'm going on the weekend. I'm taking 25 people that's never been to the derby. We're going to go and sit amongst with the fans, and we're just going to enjoy the game. Players to watch, I really cannot go out and tell you. I think that on the day, it's the team that can perform the best. I'm a firm believer there's not a player to watch. There's 11 players, and on the day, those 11 players, if they can work together as the best possible unit on the field, they will go out and be victorious.
We've been discussing the form of each team. Do you think that Pirates are under more pressure considering Chiefs' current winning streak?
I think that when you go into a game of this nature, I think that Chiefs will be more under pressure because the other form that they're in at the moment, 5 wins, I think they're more under pressure. The fans, as we know, Chiefs and Pirates fans, they expect. So when you go into a game, you know, the next game you go into, form does not matter. It's the 90 minutes, it's the players on the field that got to perform. So I actually say that Chiefs are more under pressure because their fans expect them to win. No matter what Pirates teams are playing, because of their form and how they're playing, they're getting results, they're not conceding, they're looking good in the league. So their fans will expect them to win. Whereas Pirates fans, we expect to go against Chiefs and win anyway. But I would say the Chiefs players are more under pressure to win because of the form that they're in at the moment.
So the derby has seen a little less hype over recent years. What do you think the reason is behind this?
Well, I think that the pressures of both teams having to make sure that they beat the other team. Chiefs beat Pirates, Pirates beat Chiefs. But I think that there hasn't been for a while, there has not been a player on either Chiefs or Pirates that has taken the game by the scruff and actually gone out and done the skill and shown the possible talent that we have in South Africa, gone and taken the scruff of the neck. There's no player that's done it for the last couple of derbies, the last couple of years. I think that's what we missed. And hopefully a player can come up and put a stand on the derby, you know, whether it's the Chiefs or Pirates player. I think it will be exciting for the fans to see a player that takes the game by the scruff of the neck He shows his skill, he shows his ability, he creates opportunities and maybe even goes and scores goals. I think that's what we lack at the moment in not only South African football, but especially in the derby, because you expect one of the better players to come from Chiefs or Pirates. So I would love to see a player, Chiefs or Pirates, take the game, but a couple of neck and say, this is my game, own it, go out, perform, and where both sets of fans go home, no matter whether the team won or lost, they go home where they say, this is a game worth watching. They enjoyed the game, they enjoyed Sonny's performance, and they look forward to the next game.
On a more personal note, what do you miss as a player about being in the Soweto Derbies?
Well, I don't miss much, actually, because my short experience playing South African football, I had one derby, and that derby was my still good teammate Williams Oparo was in goals. We were playing against Chiefs at FNB Stadium, and unfortunately, Chiefs got a penalty against us, and our fans did not allow Williams Oparo to stand in the goals to take the penalty. So they started burning the stadium down. So that's my one experience of the derby. So I do not miss anything of the derby, but obviously we miss watching it. We miss the flair, the passion and excitement that goes with the derby. So looking forward to this weekend, and let's hope that it can be everything that we expect it to be, because it gets shown across the world. But I don't think, as you said earlier, the last couple of derbies has not shown what South African football is about and what South African football can be about. So let's hope that on this weekend that we can see something what can get us to start moulding what South African football is about. I have to say, leading up to the derby, well done to Mamelodi Sundowns. I think it's very important for South African football, but for the sub-Saharan football, because us as sub-Saharan countries, we do not win tournaments on the continent. So Sundowns is now, they emulated what we did in 95. Now I can start talking about Sundowns. So now the football that we've shown, let's hope that can roll into the national team and it can have a knock-on effect that it did in 95. And that we can need to start winning more and more tournaments on the continent, because we want to be recognized as a force on the continent, but you can only do that on the field. You know, so let's hope with Sundowns as victory, well done to Mamelodi Sundowns. Let's hope that we can emulate that more and more, not only at club level, but at national level.
Mark Fish, thanks again for your time, and I hope you enjoy the game.
Always a pleasure.
Next up, we do have Yeye Lesolonyane talking to us about the upcoming Soweto Derby. He's currently with SuperSport United under coach Stuart Baxter, but obviously he's got a lot of history playing for Kaizer Chiefs in these kind of big games against Orlando Pirates.
Yeye, thank you so much for joining us. Can we please get your prediction for the game?
That's a tough one, you know how Davies are. A team on the day that does well and that converts the chances they create ends up winning the game. So, and most of the time, the team that was not doing well previously, like previous games, on the day they happen to be the ones winning the derby. So for me, it would be difficult to predict. But obviously, as a former Kaizer Chiefs player, and I would say I would want them to win the game.
The derby has come into criticism in recent years, and one of the reasons is that fans think that the games aren't as exciting as they used to be. So why do you think there is less hype these days?
What I think, obviously, the criticism comes from different places in terms of people, whether they are involved directly or not. And I would say as a player for me, it's always been competitive. It boils down to on the day which team plays for what on that day, whether Chiefs wants to win 3 points because they're in a better position in terms of Lock standings or Pirates wants to get a draw in terms of whichever reason. And then obviously the coaches will plan the game according to what they want to achieve on that game. So if let's say supporters or whoever is watching the game wants to see 10 goals per game and he doesn't see that, it doesn't mean it's because the Derby has lost its spark or the Derby has done what because based on what people are expecting. It at the end of the day, it's a Derby, and at the end of the day, it's a business, and no team wants to lose points at the end of the day. So if it means like one team plans to get a point because they think that point will put them in a better position, so let it be. Because like any other game, when for example Pirates is playing Platinum Stars, for example, they would still plan according to the points they want in that game. So for me, a 3 points for a Derby and a 3 points against any other team, it's still the same 3 points. And how you plan for that game, it's about the team. It's about you wanting to achieve something during that game. And if the supporters feel that they don't get what they want, yeah, it's unfortunate, and it's obviously what they want, but it's also what the team wants, and it's also what the team plans the whole week for. And if you plan to get those points, you get them. If you don't, oh well, you still achieve whatever that you want to achieve as a team.
As a player, what did the Derby mean to you, and how does the preparation for the Derby differ from other games?
Look, at the Derby, it's one of the biggest games in the country, and it goes beyond obviously the point of view. That is why the expectations are more than any other game. It's pride at stake. It's bragging rights at stake. So it drains you emotionally as a player who participates. It drains everyone involved there. So it's a big one, and as a player, I think if it was possible, every player would want to take part at least once in a Derby to feel the atmosphere, to feel the good pressure that comes with a Derby, because it's as a player, it's a nice feeling. It's good to be part of a team that is involved in a Derby.
And can you pick out your favorite Derby from your playing days with Kaizer Chiefs?
For me, I think all the Derbies that I've played have been good memories, whether we won, lost, or drew, because every Derby comes with its different challenges. It comes with different good things in one game. So for me, every Derby hasn't that I've played, no one has been the same with the other one. So playing a Derby, preparing for a Derby, for me it's been a good experience, and I can say whether we lost, won, or drew, I've enjoyed being part of that game.
Great. So looking at both teams, which players do you think are going to stand out and why?
Yeah. That's a tough one. But let me just put it this way. Because the Derby is a big game, and Chiefs have been doing obviously good the past 4 games, and as a team, not individually. So I would say a team on the day that would do things properly as a team, that would do whatever that their coaches plan on the day, would be the one that wins the Derby. I wouldn't really point out an individual on the day that would make something spectacular or something that hasn't been done that's out of this world to win the derby. I think now every like a team that does things properly, that plays properly, how they planned will win the game.
So the key player for you, you would maybe say Steve Compella and Muhsin Özdemir.
I would say that.
On a personal note, what do you miss the most about playing in the derby?
I think most it's the atmosphere of the day, not even the day, like the week before. You can feel that there's a derby coming. You can feel obviously the tension at training in terms of preparing for the derby, and the build up of the derby. You can feel that you know that there's a big game coming. And obviously on the day you can feel the atmosphere at the stadium. You can see how Soccer City is filled with the supporters of both teams. So for me, I think it's that the atmosphere and how things are prior to the game and after and during and after the game.
So looking towards the future, now that you are a SuperSport United player, how do you anticipate the Tshwane derby and how do you think it's going to be different from the Soweto derby?
Look, I'm looking forward to playing the Tshwane derby. Obviously, since our neighbors are the African champions, and in saying that, I would obviously like to congratulate them for the good job they've done. It's not only for them, but obviously for the whole country they represented as well. And yeah, as I said, I'm looking forward to facing them in a Tshwane derby, and it's like a derby. It's the same. It's about pride. It's about bragging rights. And in Pretoria, it's no different. It's the same. And no one wants to win to lose to be on the losing side of the derby. And I think it would be a good one. Obviously, different intensity of the atmosphere is Nyana, the support Nyana. It's a bit different to the Soweto derby, but it's still a derby, and I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and good luck for this weekend's game.
Now we look back at the original Soweto derby, which used to feature Orlando Pirates and Moroka Swallows. But obviously, Swallows are no longer playing in the top flight of South African football and are currently finding themselves struggling in the lower tiers. It used to be a big game back in the day, Orlando Pirates and Moroka Swallows. We caught up with the former Swallows coach, Zeka Max, and he discussed the Soweto derby and the fall of the original derby.
Alright, the Soweto derby is coming up. Obviously, both teams have had very inconsistent seasons, but right now Chiefs are on the rise. What are you expecting from this encounter?
I think taking the team's starts in the beginning of the year, very cagey, trying to find their foot. No one wants to go out there and lose. It's all about pride. This is a huge derby. I'm thinking at the same time that, you know, it'll be a draw. I think if my memory serves me correct, the last 3-4 years, we're looking at draws. Muhsin, you know, still battling to identify himself with the players. Steve Compella, with his trying to settle down, it's going to be one of those affairs that it's just play not to lose.
And you mentioned, obviously, Muhsin still trying to settle down. I mean, what do you think he needs to do to, obviously, get that consistency in that team?
You know, football is a very strange game, and it's all about the human factor and emotional connection. And I think at this stage, between him and the players, they're still not connected, and Muhsin's still trying to get the message through. The players need to be receptive to understanding what he wants, and also receptive to wanting to play for the club, not for him. You don't play for a coach, you play for a club. And at this stage, there just seems to be that resistance. This is analysing it from the outside. I think there's resistance from the players just to go out there and take the coach's message. So he needs to get that message across. And obviously the quicker he does it, the better it is for him and for himself and obviously the club as well.
Of course, you coached Kaizer Chiefs previously before. Do you think that experience that he gained during that time with the Amakhosi will reflect through for this game?
It's quite a few years back, but I think he'll understand the culture behind the game and that will give him a bit of an upper hand, yeah.
And competitors obviously managed to find a better footing with Chiefs in the last few weeks. They're 4 games unbeaten. What do you think has changed in the changing room?
You know, soccer is a strange game. All you need is a win and the confidence is up. And the difference between winning and losing is one moment in the game. And I think the fact that they've won 4 in a row now. You know, Chiefs is a huge brand in South Africa and worldwide. And the players feel the pressure, you know. So it's about going out there, win. Once you won the first game, you've broken the barrier. You've surpassed lots of limitations that previously were there. And it's amazing how soccer is. It's all about the emotion, psychological factor, the mindset, and the fact that they've won 4 in a row. Obviously now they're mentally prepared for the derby.
Obviously scoring has always been a problem in the derby and within the league as a whole. But Tendai Ndoro scored 6 goals in 7 games, which has been obviously amazing for Pirates. However, he's their only goal scorer. He's injured, and if he comes back, do you think, you know, he could be a deciding factor?
Again, injuries are confidence related, depending how serious the injury was. It's always a risk factor when you come back from an injury. Players don't want to take a risk again. They don't give 100% effort sometimes, and that could be the difference between scoring and not scoring. So it's a tricky one for him. But you don't lose your ability of scoring overnight. So the fact that if he recovers on time, he'll always be someone to consider.
And obviously moving on to another Soweto team that you know very well is Morocco Swallows. Obviously, they haven't been within the PSL for a few years now. They're not in the NFD. I mean, what do you make of the story going on?
For me, it's one of the saddest stories in South African football. The history behind this club, you know, Swallows, when you talk about derbies, the original derby was Swallows Pirates. That's how far back we go. I remember Swallows through the years with watching Ace Manini and you name him. I watched them all. Roger Desai was playing. I remember going to Ellis Park, 80,000 people, the Mainstay Cup final. You know, you're talking history here. And that's all just been wiped out in a year. So for me, it's sad to see the club like Swallows going out because when you've got a league that is competitive, you also need value as a club. And history and tradition plays a role in this. And the Swallows, the last 15 years, have just been going, it's been a downward spiral, and no one's been able to stop it.
I mean, you, of course, won the MTNA for Swallows. Did you see that there was things going wrong when you were at the club by then, or was it something that happened only afterwards?
No, I'd seen this ship sinking a few years back.
What gave you that indication?
Just the way you run a club. You know, sometimes the old expression, the writing on the wall. Well, the writing was on the wall. Fortunately, or unfortunately, what really sank the ship was Volkswagen pulling out. Volkswagen kept this club afloat. We were blocking holes, you know. But when Volkswagen pulled out, it was a question of time. It just imploded. There was no more money to cover the gaps. And that was the crucial factor. Until then, it was there. The problems always existed. But when Volkswagen pulled out, then the hole just got bigger, and it was just one way.
And there's obviously a lot of talk that always surrounds a lot of state of clubs in South Africa where they land up buying a club and changing the name and, you know, changing Free State Stars to Morocco Swallows or changing Mpumalanga Baraka Aces to Cape Town City. I mean, surely that is not a viable way to give Morocco Swallows a rebirth, per se.
Yeah, I know. I'm a very big believer in tradition. When you do that, you sell your soul. That's how I feel. You can't sell your soul. You sell a name, you sell a brand, you're selling your soul. Unfortunately, in this country, we just do it. It's so simple to do things like that. I think Free State Stars have sold twice. Okay, fortunately, they didn't sell again. Aces, I think it's the second time. And now they're in the Vodacom, then they come up, and then what next? You know, it has to be stopped because if you want to build football, you need to connect with the people. And that's why clubs sometimes wonder why they don't get supporters. Because there's no connection. There's no emotional connection with the club. Because today you're out, tomorrow you're gone, and you appear as a different name in a different city. You know. So those things, that's why I say football is more complex. And if you want to build a brand, you've got to be in the community, with the community, and you need that emotional connection.
And obviously you now with Santos in the NFT. What is your experience so far in the NFT?
It's been interesting, challenging, sometimes psychologically draining, but you know, I'm up for the challenge. I like the challenge. I think we can do something, but it's not easy. It doesn't depend on me. I'm just the one spoke in the wheel. Again, you talk about certain things not being in place at clubs. The coach is just one element. We don't create miracles. If everything around you is not right, well, I can't work it. I can't win things. So we're trying to get that side going first. Trying to get the administration right. We're trying to get the club stable. We're trying to get the players to buy into a vision. It doesn't depend on me. You can't flog a dead horse. Players need to realize that, you know, this is not about myself. It's about them. They've got their careers, they've got families, they've got responsibilities, and everyone must do their job. And sometimes people don't realize that. They're quite happy. I'm not talking Santos now, I'm just talking generally now, coming into this league. The people, I think, I get the feeling the players are quite happy just getting paid end of the month, and tomorrow's another day. You know, I just find that they should be a bit more proud of their career. And there's responsibilities comes when you're playing football or elite sports. If you're going to be an elite sportsman, well, there's certain responsibilities that come with it. And you have to do it. Otherwise, you're not supposed to be there. And at the end of the day, as coaches, we get the blame. But at Santos, we're getting things right. We're slowly to turning this club around.
And obviously, you touched on obviously the state of South African football with the players and the approach of the game. A lot of the time, we see a lot of our players that struggle with car accidents, and there's all those little bit of niggly things that cause deaths or injuries. Are we slowly getting better in our players' mentality and approach to the games, or are we going backwards in a certain aspect?
No, I think the players are, in this case, a reflection of our society. It's what happens on the weekend. It's party, it's alcohol, that's it. And they join in that euphoria, and unfortunately for them, they don't see that. They get drawn into that wave of alcohol and potting, and that's why you get these incidents. Unfortunately, the player highlights the situation on the weekend, but I can tell you out there in the townships and anywhere else, there are lots of other accidents that haven't been highlighted. That's what the sportsman does. He highlights the problem, but it's a social problem. It's a reflection of our society at this stage.
Do you think we need better education in our clubs for that, in that aspect, or not?
We need a lot of education. We need a lot of integrity and work ethics. I think work ethics is something that's not being addressed. People don't realize the responsibilities. I think it's about the character and values of players and society as well. So those are the issues that have been that need to be addressed, but not in the clubs, at schools. Schools are not addressing the social responsibilities that they should have. Yes, the clubs are addressing it. I know at Santos I do it. When I was at Swallows, I did it. I've got talks, what I call vitamins of the mind, trying to address these issues. Players need to realize, you know, there's life after football. And while you're in football, you have a responsibility to society because you are a role model, and you could either have a positive or negative impact on the youth.
Thank you for your time, Zeka.